Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.91, up 2 on the open. September, 5.02.5, up 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.73, up 1 on the open. September, 3.90.5, up 2.5. December, 4.09, up 1.25. March, 4.26.5, up 2 on the open. July corn opened at 227.5, up 1.5 on the open. September 238, up 1. December 252.5, up 0.5. March 264.5, up 3/4. May 273.75, up 1.75. July 282.75, up 2.5 on the open. July oats opened at 206, down 3/4 on the open. September 190.25 unchanged. July soybeans opened at 581.5, up 3 on the open. August 586, up 2.25. September 596, up 3. November 609, up 3.25. January 621, up 5.25. March 630, up 5.75. May 636, up 5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 173.70, up $1 on the open. August 174.50, up 20. July soybean oil opened at 25.35, up 8 on the open. August 25.59, up 12. At the Merck, August feeders open at 117.20, unchanged on the open. September 116.80, down 15. October 115.50, down 25 on the open. June live cattle open at 86.25, unchanged on the open. August 87.25, down a half. July lean hogs open at 71.80, down 22.5 on the open. August at 69.55, down 7.5. October 60.75, down 17.5. December 57.20, down 25 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 95.90, down 10 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the day is almost finally here. Tomorrow, the acreage report and quarterly stocks reports come out. Has the trade fairly priced in everything, or, in your estimation, is a surprise in order?
You know, that's the proverbial question everybody wants to know. I mean, you literally just pull out a dartboard, because as one person asked me yesterday, and I responded, the only people that really know what the numbers are going to say or have any kind of clue are the ones that meet together late at night tonight and start putting together the numbers for those critical states. There's no way of really guessing, you know. Is there going to be a surprise? Is there not going to be a surprise? And we've all seen everybody be on both sides of that one over the years.
If the trade did get it right and the numbers of 1.729 to 1.778 million additional corn acres come to pass, and assuming a trend line yield, the USDA using it 149, you do the math, you get about 270 million more bushels of corn for production. Where does that corn go, and what does it do to prices potentially?
Well, you still got to back up and understand, you know, the kind of dynamics we have for demand for this coming year. Yeah, you know, as currently the USDA's got built into their supply demands for the new crop, you know, with current production numbers, you've got a carryout that's nudging down close to a billion bushels. So basically you're going to be working with a carryout somewhere, let's say around 1.3, maybe just a little bit more than that if we get additional yields here at the, or additional acres here at this particular point in time. I think people are probably also working with a yield that's somewhere above trend line. I tend to get a feeling that people are probably up in the low to middle 150s, somewhere up in there. So you've probably got people, if we find an additional acreage, you're going to say, well, we got to carry out at 1.6, something like that. That's still quite a bit less than this last year, and, you know, you still got everybody looking at the long haul of this thing going, you know, we really are going to need production to meet potential ethanol demand. And I noted here this morning Japan was taking a serious look at ethanol too. So you're really still building into this mix, you know, this game of fuel that's really an unknown.
But in the short term, farmers have to do something with their crop come harvest time. And I'm sure they're wondering whether or not D's corn will push the downside to 241.5, the January low, or last December's low, if things remain as they're going thus far?
I don't think corn's going to get, you know, I don't think December corn's going to get as low as it did last year in the pits of harvest. You know, two things are different. Number one, we're going to be working with a smaller carryout no matter which way you cut the cake, most likely, rather than a larger one. And the other thing you're going to be missing out on this year relative to last year is Hurricane Katrina, the implications that had in the cash market and the veritable collapse we had in cash prices last year. That's not going to be around. So I think you're probably seeing downside in December corn, even with a great crop's probably somewhere around 220.
Let's turn our attention to the soybeans. Trend line yield now 40.7 bushels to the acre. Is that on the light side?
Oh, I think that's probably in the mix at this point. You know, a year ago we had, just over 43 bushels. I don't think you can really argue with them starting with a number at just underneath 41 right at the moment. I think that's really a pretty fair number.
Will you be paying particular attention to the residual uses tomorrow?
Yeah, the biggest thing in beans, you know, you're going to be looking at acreage. You're also going to be looking at the stocks report for both of these to see how well we're on track at this point. The residual uses, and that residual number there, that's just leftover unexplained consumption. I don't know that I'm going to be paying a whole lot of attention to it. Basically, I'm going to be looking at the acreage numbers themselves, and once I get done looking at those, I'm going to turn around and look at the weather and try to decipher, you know, what kind of things are ahead there, because there's still a long part of the growing season ahead.
So what are you telling your people that are asking for marketing advice heading either into the report for tomorrow, which would be a very short window, or for the month coming up in July?
For the short window here for tomorrow, basically at this point, if you haven't taken care of yourself before you got into here, you might as well roll the dice and see what you're going to do into tomorrow and then make a decision afterwards. And you know, for the month of July yet, you know, you really have somewhat the same story at this point. It's called, you know, let's wait, see what the acreage numbers have to say. We'll see what kind of implications they have for the various crops, corn, wheat, or soybeans. And then we can start to put together a little bit more realistic picture of maybe where we're going to be headed, because we'll have one part of that production equation resolved and no longer being unknown, and that'll be the acreage number itself, and then we only have to grapple with yield.
Thank you very much, Dale.
Good talking to you.
You too. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. July wheat in Kansas City, 493, up 2.25. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 374, up 2. September, 393.5, up 5. And July corn at 229.25. it's up 3.25. September, 240.75, up 3.75. December, 255.5, up 3.5. March, 266.5, up 2.75. July beans, 583.5, now 583.75, up 5.25. August, 590.5, up 4.75. September, 597, up 4. November, 611, up 5.25. July soybean meal, 173.20, up 50. July soybean oil, 25.47, up 20. At the Merck, August feeder cattle, 116.85, down 35. June live cattle, 85.80, down 45. July lean hog, 72.50, up 47.5. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, in the north and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms, possible highs from 78 to 88. Degrees. Tonight, in western and southern Illinois, becoming mostly cloudy with clusters of thunderstorms developing. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, lows ranging from 54 to 64. Tomorrow, in central and southern Illinois and in southwestern Indiana, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily during the morning possible. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs from 80 to 90. Tomorrow, wind speeds generally 10 miles per hour and less. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 35 and 45%. The extended outlook for agriculture, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the northern one-third of Illinois and Indiana on Saturday and Sunday and throughout the two-state region on Monday. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.